Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is show number 253 for June 13th, 2010. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And the song is Straight Out the Garden. And the artists are On the Spot Trio. Well, if you're a travel agent or if you're interested in the travel business, you come to the right place. This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're all about talking about the travel business. And we often have guests on the show that are suppliers or represent destinations or training or whatever. Whatever has to do with the travel business, we usually have it here at some point in time. So you've come to the right spot. The show has one sponsor, and the sponsor is Citrix and the GoToMeeting product. Everything else on the show, the people are invited as guests. They don't pay us to be on the show. The articles that we talk about aren't paid advertisements. We find the articles and use them because they seem interesting. And once again, the guests we have, they're invited because we think the guests will be of interest to you in the travel business. We receive no compensation for having our guests on the show. And speaking of GoToMeeting, you know, in this ongoing, challenging economy, companies of all sizes must find new ways to cut costs. And every dollar saved helps your bottom line. And that's why I recommend a web conferencing solution for your business. You know, this solution helps improve overall business communications and efficiencies. The easiest, most affordable for me, and I do use this, is GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. You can reduce time on the road by presenting, training, or demonstrating online. You can improve conference calls by collaborating in real time by sharing your computer screens. Now, GoToMeeting is the best way to increase your productivity and cut costs. Now, again, I've used GoToMeeting. I think it's great. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. And to take advantage of this special offer, just visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Okay, once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host of the show, and Laureen Romero, the co-host, is coming up here real soon on the co-hosted segment, and we do have a guest today, and I think you'll find our guest quite interesting, especially if you're considering switching host agencies or looking for a host agency to start your travel business, then this is the show that you want to listen to. But in the meantime, if you want to find out more about the Home Base Travel Agent Show, you can go over to the website at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net and check us out. We have all the past shows, or most all the past shows, on the website, and we have links to those. You can listen to those shows right on the website. No need to do anything else other than hit the play button for any one of the shows that you may have an interest in. And you can always drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I love to hear from you. And we've gotten some great emails here recently, and emails that have suggested guests, which I really appreciate. That helps out. And, you know, after all, we do this show for you. And if you have a guest that you want to bring on the show, we will work on and arrange to do that, if at all possible. So drop me an email, Barry, at hometravelagent.net. Okay, with that preamble, I want to get right into the co-hosted segment, and we will invite Laureen Romero and our guest here coming right up right now. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the co-hosted segment of the show, and Laureen Romero joins us once again this week, and we do have a special guest. You know, all of our guests are very special because when we put them on the show, we know that they're going to be of interest to you as a travel agent, or if you're interested in the travel business, they are going to be interesting for you. And we make sure of that. And we have an interesting guest this time around, because if you're associated with a host agency and everything's not going well, or if you're interested in becoming a travel agent, this is the show for you. So with that, I want to have Laureen Romero introduce our guest. Laureen?
Great. Thank you, Bear. It's good to be home. Any of our listeners are current on their podcast, they will realize that I've been home about 36 hours from Vancouver. Lovely town. It was raining the entire time I was there, pretty much. But I just returned home from Cruise 360, and they had a sellout show of 1,400 people, and it is a... It's actually called Cruise 360, and it's presented by CLIA, the national organization, and the focus is on cruising. And had a great time. I'm going to have several guests come on from Vancouver, Victoria, and all the Canadian side, which will be a great benefit for our listeners since it is the time to be able to be selling cruises from Vancouver and Seattle, or having people going up to British Columbia, that area. It just gives us a wealth of opportunity to have new guests on. And during the time while I was gone, this is the part that I found very ironic, is our guest contacted us. And it was a bit of a shout-out because we've done this in the past. We've asked people to contact us. And she says, I run a host agency. I'd love to come on and be able to talk about it. Neither Barry or I have met Stephanie before. Our first experience is today, just before the recording. And it's been great. She's very warm and personable. She's from Minnesota. And has contacted us. She is a host agency, and we wanted to be able to give our listeners an option to be able to hear about some different host agencies out there, and she totally fits the bill. So, Stephanie, welcome to our show. We're so happy to have you on. This is great. It was perfect timing. Would you tell us a little bit about your company, what you have to offer travel agents, and we will go from there. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me on, Laureen and Barry. It's great to be here. So I'm with TravelQuest. We're a host agency, like we said, located out of Minnesota, more specifically about 30 miles outside of Minneapolis in a town you'll never have heard of. But we've been in business since 1994. We're a family-run business, and I work in the operations section. I kind of oversee the host agency, but it was started by my mom, Bonnie Lee. And it was started in 1994, like I said. And the basis of it is, I think, very telling on the focus of our agency. And it started when Bonnie she just started out in the travel industry. She'd never traveled anywhere before. And she decided she wanted to be a travel agent when us kids had gotten into high school. So she started up her travel agency, and that was just when the host agencies were kind of coming onto the scene, and she aligned with a host agency. And her first host agency didn't really pay commissions. They were pretty shady, so she left that host agency and went to another one, experienced the exact same problem, and the host agency actually went bankrupt. So at that point in time, she decided that she was going to start her own host agency that was going to be different than what she had seen so far, and she was going to provide agents with what she had been looking for in a host agency, which was someone that was honest, that paid commissions on time, that had some values behind it, that sort of thing. So her and some of the agents that were at the host agency that collapsed took off, and they started their own host agency, which is now TravelQuest. We probably had about 30 agents up until 2006 when I came on board, and then I took it on as my project, and we kind of have grown from there. Right now, we're at about 250 agents, just a little bit over. So we've grown tremendously over the past 2 years, and our program's really robust. It's for experienced agents and inexperienced agents. We have trainings for those that are new to the industry and kind of looking to learn a little bit more about it. And our agents are all across the U.S., and they specialize in various things. We have cruise-only agents. We have agents that specialize in really niche markets, agents that just do destination weddings. We have corporate agents. We have a mixture of them. So it fits the bill for a whole bunch of agents.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and it sounds like you've now got history behind you, having a 250 agents under your belt. That's quite an accomplishment. So do you have any examples of being, you mentioned, you know, you train new people or try to be able to provide some training. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's, I used to be a teacher before I came on here, and so, you know, I realized that people learn in a whole bunch of different fashions, and some people learn better in person, some people learn self-paced. So our program is kind of built around that. The best thing we have is for agents that are new to the industry, and we call it PQ University. It's also a great brush-up for agents that are experienced, and it also has it would be good for people to go over that are experienced just for some new ideas. But Tiki University has different modules that agents can take. It's about 30 hours of training, and it tells you different aspects of the industry. So it starts with just the basics. So you're building up your knowledge on the travel industry, what your role is as a travel agent. We talk about kind of what the different suppliers do, how commissions work, just basic things that a new agent is not going to know. And that's the basis for most of our agents. And then from there, what we do, in our agent portal, we link to all the different supplier trainings. So we probably have 50-plus links to different cruise lines, tour operators, destinations, trainings that they have available for agents. So you don't have to go out and seek those different things. They're all in one place, and you can take them. We also have our industry calendar, which lists, usually we have about 5 or 6 live webinars a week with different suppliers that agents can attend. Sometimes we'll have ones hosted with TravelQuest that they can also attend. There's also, we have trainings a couple times a year at our office, depending kind of on how things go. We also have them around the country. This September, if anyone's going to the trade show, we'll be having a get-together with our agents there with some training. And we always do FAMs. We do 1 TravelQuest FAM a year, where agents can go and not only learn things about different vendors, but they can also get to know other agents, which is a huge component of being a host agency. I found that when I talk to a lot of home-based travel agents, one of the big challenges is building a community. And when you get to meet with other agents that are with your host, it builds a really nice community. You can lean on each other for questions. And probably the last thing for training that's really useful for agents is that there's a kind of an agent forum where agents can ask each other questions. So, you know, if you have a client that calls in that's asking about a destination or a hotel you've never been to before, and you're a little nervous about sending them there, you can put out a request on there, and it goes out to all the agents, and we get a pretty good response from our agents. So,
well, that sounds great. I mean, I know that we have had questions regarding, so I'm new. I didn't come from that industry that gave you the magic Rolodex. You know how the one that people would love to come from, but they meant they just got laid off from work?
Yep.
So it sounds like that you are able to host people who are brand new, coming maybe as a second career or their kids have gone off to school, so you're able to provide some training for new people as well as those people who did magically come from an industry where they have the magic Rolodex. So it sounds like you're able to cover a wide range of talents and that you cover the groups, get people to know one another. That makes it pretty unique. I like that. That's a good thing. What mm-hmm. else do you have to be able to offer our listeners to be able to go, hey, you know what, I want to move forward and at least contact TravelQuest and see what they have to give me. What other things do you have?
Well, there's a couple different features that a lot of agents find really helpful. Number one is going to be our website program that we have. Our tagline for our host agency is we're the all-inclusive host agency. And what we mean by that is a lot of times when, I talk to a lot of agents looking for hosts, and they're calling around and they're really confused on the price structures and everything's complicated and they just don't know what's going on. And that I completely relate, because when I joined the travel industry, I was mind-boggled by all the different information I was learning and trying to figure things out. So when a new agent calls in, and we wanted our program to be really simple, where it's just 1 flat fee, you have your startup fee and you have your commission plan fees, and then the only other fee that we don't that we have is the website fee. And the reason we do that is not all agents need a website, so we didn't want to put that in the fees for everybody else. But if you're looking for a website program, ours has a one-time $149 startup fee, and it's a really great program. We used to be with online agency, and we tried Passport Online as well. We were happy with them, but they were kind of expensive for our agents each month. And then we ran across another program that allows our agents to almost completely customize their website, which is a great thing. There's a couple drawbacks to it, in that it is going to take some time. It's not plug and play like an online agency website where you can put in your information and you don't have to do anything and it pulls specials for you. Ours are very customizable, so you're going to have to spend the time. But the bright side is you can put your own specials in there. So instead of pulling from things that may not pertain to your agency, everything on this website is going to pertain to you because you can customize it and tailor it so it does that. They're great programs. If anyone's interested, I'd be happy to send out a couple sample websites. It's a lot easier to see it than it is to explain what you can do with it. One other thing I should mention about that is it may scare some people when they think, oh, I have to customize it. I'm really not very web savvy. This isn't for me. But it's actually quite easy if you take the time to do it. We have a step-by-step manual that guides you through everything. And I've probably sent out the website to 50 agents, and I've maybe had one or two that I've had a walk through it. The rest of them have figured it out with the step-by-step guide. It's very easy.
I also see by your website, which I will have you give our listeners your contact information and your website in just a second, but that you're also NACTA members and CLIA members and IAD, and so it does sound like you're a full host agency, which is very good, and congratulations, because that can be difficult.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're members of all the associations, and it's really nice because then we can filter down the news to our agents. Like, a lot of times ASTA will send out things, and even if our agents aren't members of ASTA, we'll send out the alerts to them so that they know what's going on, anything important.
In fact, getting back to that, how do our listeners reach you? Is there a website that you would recommend them starting the process of looking at? Is there a phone number that they can call and talk to somebody?
Well, I'll give you a whole bunch of ways to reach us here. The best one, probably, if you're looking for information on our program, is going to be our website, which is www.TQuestAgentsWithAnS.com. That's going to give you all the information you need. And there's a couple other places you may want to check out. We also are pretty active on our Twitter and our Facebook. There's links on our TQAgents.com page. But on Facebook, we are facebook.com/TQAgents. And for Twitter, we're twitter.com/travel_quest. And our phone number is 1-800-392-6484.
In the email correspondence that Stephanie and I had the other day, she goes, oh, send me your kittens. We put them up, and how could I resist? I have a cute picture of Buster and a cute picture of Molly, and I just thought that was a very cute and personable thing to be able to do for your agents.
So if anyone wants to check it out on our Facebook page, we actually have an album called The Pets of Travel Quest, and it's for any of our fans. So, you know, a lot of them aren't even... There's probably 75% of our agents, but the rest of them are people that are just fans of our page that really love animals. So, you know, if you want to have your pet featured on there, you can just go ahead and send me an email. It's stephanie@tqagents.com, and I post them up there. We have about 30 different agents, I think, that have sent in pictures of their animals. And if you're an animal lover, it's fun to browse through as well.
So, Barry, there you go. This is your opportunity to make Coco a rock star.
Yeah, I'll have to get his picture out there. I know a lot of people have heard him on the show, so, you know, now's the time to now's the time to put a face to the personality. Stephanie, you have three different plans for travel agents who want to join your host agency. Can you describe those a little bit?
Yeah. Well, first of all the plans are going to include everything. So it's not tiered on, you get certain things depending on which plan you're on. It's just based on, the plans differ by the amount you pay versus the commission you're getting back. So our 70% commission program is free each month, and our 80% commission plan is $20 a month on the annual plan, and then our 100% commission program is $250 a month. And then you're also able to add sub-agents onto your programs, and for those of you wondering why you would ever want to add a sub-agent or what that even means, some of our agents that sign up are actually agencies. They may be storefront or they may be home-based, but they have a couple agents underneath them, and they just don't want to deal with the ARC reporting or whatever it is. They want to get the higher commissions, so they just sign up the sub-agents underneath them.
Now, for the new agent signing up, you know, it's free monthly. And for someone that doesn't have a book of business, that doesn't have clients or just starting out, that's probably the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I recommend for anyone starting out, just because there's always a lot of nervousness attached with starting your own business. There's a lot of unknowns. So you can start up your business essentially with TravelQuest. We have a one-time startup fee of $199. You can start up your business for $199, which, you know, you make one or two bookings and it pays for itself, even if it happens to be your bookings. So there's not a whole bunch of risk involved in it. And for new agents, I always recommend they start on a 70% plan, because their plans are, you know, we're really flexible. We know that people's lives change and things happen. You may have thought you were going to have 1,000 clients and those clients didn't come. So we allow our agents, after you do your initial switch, then you have to stay on that next plan for 12 months, but then you're able to flop between plans, you know, however things go. So it's really nice.
Yeah, that's a nice feature.
Well, this sounds like it's a really good fit, and you have a completely different plans for people to make decisions on, whether they're brand new into the industry or if they have been in the industry for a while and don't want to be on their own and completely independent, which is nice, because we do need host agents. I mean, I've been in the industry for 5 years. I have my host agent. I'm still not ready to go completely independent. Mm-hmm. And it's a mutual benefit for you to have agents, and then for the agents to be able to have you, because then that way you've got a foothold in the community. You've got the resources. You can pay them the commission from what you're saying, which I think is admirable, good for you. You know, you're always paying the commission on time, because, as you said, historically, when your mom started the company, it was because you didn't pay a commission. You went bankrupt. So you're giving a solid foundation to be able to back up that you do, and that's really good to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, for agents, that the one thing that's really nice, too, that I haven't mentioned about TravelQuest is for agents looking, because part of the main reason most people join a host agency is going to be for the support and the higher commissions. You know, they offer some technology that you may not be able to or be able to get as cheaply if you were on your own, is the power that it brings with the commission. So we're part of Travel Leaders, which is, it just broke off from Carlson Wagenlit Travel, or some people say Carlson Wagenlit Travel, may ring a bell more. But we're part of Travel Leaders, we're a franchise, and it's the 10th largest travel company in the world, so there's a lot of power that comes behind that. You have great relationships with your suppliers. You get a lot of special deals and promotions that we push through to our clients. Like right now, there's a Disney deal going on where there's a $100 agent bonus, I think it is, for the first, 100 bookings that go through, and then there's a $100 gift card for your clients for the first 100 bookings that are registered. So our agents are able to take advantage of that, just really nice things like that.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show, and love the fact that you're a small host agent and that you're working with the entire levels, which is wonderful. And I really, really wish you luck, and I hope that some of the listeners will take advantage of the opportunity to be able to connect with you, because I've had our members email me saying, you know, are there any other host agencies out there? And I'm glad we're able to give you a little bit of a shout-out. Why don't you give us, again, what a good phone number and email address is for our listeners to contact you. And Barry will make sure to put them in the notes, which is always a good resource for our listeners. But one more time as a shout-out, we would love that.
Sure, thanks. The best number is 1-800-392-6484. And then you can also email me if you have any questions. I deal with our new prospective agents. And my email is Stephanie, STEPHANIE, at TQAgentsWithAnS.com.
Great. Thank you. Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what is a good email address for you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at HometravelAgent.net, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Barry.Cantz. And Laureen?
I am sharptongued at mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued at mac.com. Got to throw that Mac part in. You know how it is. And also, I now have a new YouTube account, so if people are interested in seeing some of the slideshows that I put together for Eastern Europe, Amsterdam, and the Pacific Northwest, my account name is Lorene Romero. That's one word. It's LorenRomero. And it's just to be able to show people kind of, if you're in Amsterdam, what do you see? If you're in Vancouver and Seattle, what do you see? Becoming my experience that people see things and want to go there and touch it. So I'm trying to bring my social networking skills and being a girl geek. Barry's a boy geek. I'm a girl geek. And bringing the technologies together. And I've been getting a lot of hits. So I know my customers are going to go look at the pictures on YouTube. So I also want to tell our listeners, you know, that social networking thing, that was almost the whole topic at Cruise 360 last week, as well as women in the industry. Those are the two main things that were going on while being at the conference. So pay attention, everybody. Facebook is there. Twitter's there. YouTube's there. Take advantage of it. Those 20-somethings know what they're doing. All right, Barry, we will be on next week. We are going to have Ryan, and he is from the Vancouver Tourism Base. Big shock. I have somebody from Vancouver on the show right after Cruise 360. So we'll have Ryan on as our guest. And thank you again, Stephanie. This has been wonderful. And listeners, please go check out their website. It's a great option for you.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you so much, you guys.
Okay, thanks, Lorene. Thanks, Stephanie. Great co-hosted segment once again. And I do have three news items here. And actually, the first item isn't really news. It's a product. And as I was researching news items, I came across this, and it caught my eye because it's luggage. It's a bag that has the Indiana Jones look to it. And I thought, well, how cool. So I thought I'd bring this up, and of course there's a link to the information in the show notes, so if you want to learn more about this. But it's a new line of canvas bags, and they're styled after vintage bags that people would repair rather than replace. And after a few years of repairing the bags, the J.W. Hulme, H-U-L-M-E, made, which those bags were made 35 years ago, their owners just didn't want to part with them, so they always had them repaired. And it occurred to the company that, well, if people are trying to hang on to these bags, why don't we start making these again as a current product? And that's what happened. Now, the J.W. Hulme home, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, I'm probably butchering the name here, but, you know, they were prompted by the hundreds of customers who they had and told them that they dearly loved those bags and how well the bags endured and held up. So the company decided to undertake the challenge of recrafting these classic bags. And the company knew that they had their work cut out for them because they had to find the exact fabric, reproduce the trim, and find the perfect hardware, the finishing hardware. So it's kind of like restoring an old car, and they paid a lot of attention and detail to the craftsmanship in reproducing these bags. So I think you'll find them interesting. So anyhow, check out the show notes, click over on the article, and take a look at these bags. You know, they have a briefcase, which really is what primarily interests me, is the briefcase. Because I think I'm going to have to replace my briefcase here pretty soon. I travel a lot, and I carry a briefcase around all the time, and I tend to wear a briefcase out fairly rapidly. I just threw one away and started using another one that I had, and I don't think this new one that I'm using right now is going to last very long. So maybe these Hulme briefcases are the key to keeping one for a while. Now here's an article and a link. Again, a link to it's in the show notes, and it's the top moving states and cities of 2009. Now, the article talks about which states and cities had the most people moving in and out. And the article goes on to talk about Brooklyn, and Brooklyn's worth noting because it had the third largest number of move-outs and did not have a significant number of move-ins. So Brooklyn is losing population. I wonder why. And conversely, Atlanta, San Diego, and Austin had the 4th, 6th, and 7th most number of move-ins. and did not have a significant number of move outs. So Atlanta, San Diego, and Austin are gaining population. So I thought this was interesting. Take a look at it. There's a link to the article in the show notes. And the next article is from the Seattle Times on 6/13/2010. And the article is about cruise ships, and the cruise ships are so far unaffected by the oil spill. Now, some areas of the Gulf regions have experienced visitor cancellations related to the oil spill, but there's one sector of the travel industry that has not yet been affected, and that's the cruise industry. And the article goes on to quote Lanny Fagan, a spokesperson for Cruise Lines International Association, and she says that they've had no ships requiring deviations or changes to itineraries because of the oil spill. So that's interesting. Good to know that your cruise customers are likely not going to affect any changes in their itineraries. Well, that's the news for this week, and we'll wrap the podcast up. I know that Coco managed to get in there a little bit on this go-around, and that's okay. Once in a while, he likes to be a part of the show. And by the way, Coco, he is our six-year-old. Actually, he'll be 6 years old this month, and he's a Maltese poodle mix and extremely smart dog, but he's also quite vocal. Sometimes it's a challenge to keep him quiet during the recording of this show, but anyhow, that's who he is, and he's a part of our family, a big part, and if he wants to be on the show once in a while, I guess that's okay. Anyhow, I hope you all have a great week. Safe travels, stay healthy. We'll see you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.